Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Welcome to the Crypto Daily Brief, your source for the latest updates, market trends, and key insights in the world of cryptocurrency. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, the cryptocurrency market cap has surpassed $3 trillion, according to Binance. Second, Cantor is nearing a $3 billion cryptocurrency venture with SoftBank and Tether, reports the Financial Times. Third, ING is reportedly working on a stablecoin project with other banks, according to PYMs.com. Fourth, Astra FinTech has launched a $100 million fund to boost the Solana ecosystem in Asia, as reported by Live Bitcoin News. Today, we're diving into the news that Cantor Fitzgerald is closing in on a $3 billion cryptocurrency venture with SoftBank and Tether. This is a pretty big move in the crypto space, and here's why it matters. Cantor Fitzgerald, a well-known financial services firm, is teaming up with SoftBank and Tether to create this massive venture. SoftBank, as many of you might know, is a major player in the tech investment world, while Tether is a prominent stablecoin issuer. Their collaboration is a strong signal that traditional finance giants are getting more serious about cryptocurrency. This venture is expected to focus on expanding the reach and adoption of cryptocurrencies, possibly by leveraging Tether's stablecoin technology and SoftBank's vast network and resources. It's a strategic move that aligns with the growing trend of integrating digital currencies into mainstream financial systems. The involvement of such heavyweights like Cantor and SoftBank suggests that they're seeing significant potential in the crypto market. For traders and investors, this could mean more liquidity and stability in the market, especially with Tether's stablecoins involved, which are designed to minimize volatility. Overall, this venture could lead to increased trust and legitimacy for cryptocurrencies as more institutional players enter the scene. It's a development worth watching as it unfolds, and it could set the stage for further collaborations and innovations in the crypto space. Let's talk about the latest buzz around ING working on a stablecoin project with a few other banks and crypto service providers. This move comes hot on the heels of the European Union implementing the Markets in Crypto Assets, or MICA, regulation. This regulation has really opened the door for issuing regulated stablecoins within the European Union, and ING seems to be jumping on the opportunity. Now, ING hasn't officially commented on this, but the word on the street, according to CoinDesk, is that they're diving into this project to take advantage of the regulatory clarity that MICA provides. This clarity is something crypto firms have been clamoring for, as it sets clear guidelines for stablecoin issuance, disclosure requirements, and audits. The European Union is really setting the pace in terms of crypto regulation. With MICA, they're putting stricter rules in place, which could help build trust and transparency across the market. This is especially important for stablecoins, which are pegged to stable assets like the euro or the dollar, aiming to minimize the crazy volatility we often see in the crypto world. Other big players, like Societe Generale, have already launched their euro-backed stablecoin for retail investors. They've updated their stablecoin to comply with MICA, which shows how serious these financial institutions are about integrating stablecoins into their offerings. Circle is another company that's made moves to comply with MICA. They've secured an electronic money institution license from the French Banking Authority, allowing them to issue their stablecoins like USDC and EURC in line with European regulations. Circle's CEO, Jeremy Allaire, called this a massive milestone for bringing digital currencies into the mainstream. So, why does all this matter? Well, these developments mean we're likely to see more stablecoins that are robust and regulated, which is crucial for the crypto market's growth and stability. As more banks and big players get involved, it could lead to broader adoption and innovation. Plus, it might just push the United States to step up its regulatory game to keep pace with Europe. Keep an eye on how this unfolds, because if more banks start working on stablecoin projects, we could be looking at a new era of digital finance where stablecoins play a central role. It's an exciting time in the crypto space, and these moves are definitely worth watching. All right, let's dive into this interesting development with Astra FinTech. Astra has just launched a whopping $100 million fund to give a major boost to the Solana ecosystem in Asia. And this move is making waves across the crypto community. This fund aims to support developers and startups that are working within the Solana blockchain, which is known for its high-speed transactions and scalability. It's a big deal because it shows Astra's commitment to fostering innovation and growth in the blockchain space, particularly in Asia. So, why Asia? Well, Astra is focusing on South Korea as its main hub for blockchain development. South Korea has a strong tech foundation and a huge interest in blockchain technology, making it the ideal launchpad for Astra's operations. Plus, with Solana's impressive features and the backing of Astra's fund, we could see some really exciting projects coming out of this region. At the Solana event, Astra demonstrated its dedication to the Solana ecosystem by supporting projects like Mulex, Deepy, and Moni. Mulex is all about enhancing network performance for Solana's subnetworks, while Deepy focuses on improving liquidity management within the Solana network. Moni is particularly interesting as it allows users to build and deploy artificial intelligence agents without needing any programming skills. These projects are just the beginning of what Astra hopes to achieve with its new fund. Astra isn't just about funding, they're also providing strategic guidance to help these projects expand globally. By combining investment with business guidance, Astra is setting up a strong support system for blockchain developers. This kind of backing could really accelerate the adoption of Solana-based technologies across Asia and beyond. And let's not forget about Astra's PayFi initiative, which is expanding with the integration of BananaPay. This digital payment system aims to simplify transactions and bridge traditional financial systems with blockchain solutions. By focusing on South Korea first, Astra plans to roll out its PayFi services to other Asian countries, creating a more interconnected blockchain payment landscape. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.